If Nader signatures are approved by the Government Accountability Board, it would mark the fourth presidential election in a row where the longtime consumer advocate has made the ballot in Wisconsin. Nader supporter Dustin Underwood says one of the issues that drew him to Nader this year is Nader's support for a single-payer government-run health care system. Underwood says he supported Democrats in the past.
But it's because they've earned my vote. And in this case, the Democratic nominee is just not appealing to what my ideals are, and so I'm pledging my support to Ralph Nader.
Many Democrats blamed Nader in 2000 for pulling support away from Al Gore and helping Republicans win the White House. In 2004, the party fought Nader, taking him to court in some cases to try and keep him from getting on state ballots. The Nader campaign's Wisconsin coordinator, Justin Richardson, remembers the court battle here when the state Supreme Court eventually ruled with Nader to let him on the ballot.
This time around, the Democrats have not been challenging, and so we're not expecting a challenge in Wisconsin, but if it comes, we're ready for it. We have twice the number of valid signatures we're ready to turn in, so I think that'll stand on its own.
Nader made his best showing in Wisconsin in 2000, when he garnered more than 90,000 votes. He was less of a factor in 2004, when he received around 16,000 votes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.